I'm Linda Perry with a WBAI News special report on arts education in New York City public schools.
We have spent so much time teaching to the test, we forgot about what it's like to have a well-rounded education. And that has to change.
New York City Comptroller Scott Stringer.
We have spent so much time squabbling back and forth between charter schools and public schools, we forgot that the children have to come first. And it's time for the adults to get busy.
Stringer released a new report. It's called State of the Arts, a plan to boost arts education in New York City. Using data from the DOE, the Department of Education in New York City, the report shows unequal access to arts education in some of the city's lowest income communities.
We didn't particularly know where. We didn't particularly know what schools. But what we were able to do in analyzing the data is for the first time put out the roadmap that now shows where art stands in every single school building. That's something that we haven't seen before. And when you look at the statistics, anyone can do the analysis, and here it is. If you live in a economically challenged community, if you live in a black and brown community, there is an excellent chance your child will never see a certified arts teacher, may not ever go into an arts room, and that's not right. 42% is an outrageous statistic for the kids in Central Brooklyn and the South Bronx. And it doesn't get much better in so many other communities.
The report lists each school's name, borough, school level, elementary, middle, or high school, number of certified arts teachers, and dedicated arts rooms, as well as whether the school has a partnership with one of the city's arts and culture organizations. For example, PS 11, the William Harris Elementary School on West 23rd Street in Manhattan, has 4 full-time arts teachers who teach dance, music, theater arts, and visual arts. And they have 4 dedicated art rooms, spaces where students can practice their arts. On the other hand, PS 163, the Arthur Schomburg School on Webster Avenue in the Bronx, also an elementary school, has 0 arts teachers, no music, dance, theater arts, or visual arts, and 0 dedicated art rooms. The controller says his office put up a website with the data which parents can check and put up a figure, money needed to fix the problem.
It's $26 million. That's 1/10 of a penny in the Department of Education budget. And you add in a chancellor who has a real background in arts education, with the mayor who's committed to arts education, a cultural affairs commissioner who told me this matters to him, and we now have the perfect storm to do something for our kids.
Many kids across our city are getting wonderful arts education, but the kids who need it the most, who are in the communities that are disenfranchised and have real issues, they're not getting the arts education.
Eric Pryor is executive director of the Center for Arts Education. He says arts in the public school is a civil rights issue. Pryor says, we know arts education allows children to develop self-esteem and confidence and helps to put them on the path to success. But arts has to occur during the school day, not just during after-school programs.
Because during school hours, all children will get the arts. During the after-school space, many kids make decisions they don't know quite what's best for them. Many kids may think it's more fun to be out in the streets. And maybe if we bring them in touch with something like the arts, they could present passion for them to latch on to. It'll give them an opportunity to make an informed decision to realize, hey, this is something that I can do that can change and inform the rest of my life.
And that's what happened to Queens Council member Jimmy Van Bramer, chair of the City Council's Cultural Affairs Committee. He says to hear the statistics of how many students are going to school without music, dance, and art in their classrooms is an absolute travesty. It should be available to each student in each neighborhood.
When young people get to experience art, make art, touch art, they are changed forever. And they get to experience a joy that they maybe have not been able to experience before. When I stood on a stage and danced in third grade and sang, there's no business like show business, I want to say, I learned something very valuable, and that is self-confidence. And it is so important because the arts, being able to participate, being able to show folks what you have inside of you, instills self-esteem for young people. It builds their confidence and their ability to express themselves, which is such an important part of education. It's not just about testing. It's about what's inside of young people that art brings out.
Councilman Danny Drum is now chair of the New York City Council's Education Committee, a chair he took over from Robert Jackson. Drum says public schools not only need more arts education, but a more holistic approach to what education is all about.
Art is what makes life worth living, and giving children that opportunity to understand why they should come to school every day and participate and get involved is vitally important to all of our students.
Lori Sherman with the Center for Arts Education said the new Common Core standards, education standards adopted by schools across the country, will release new art standards in the next month. They will probably be adopted by most states in the next month or two. This will change how educators view arts in the schools.
Then principals will hopefully dedicate more resources, not to test prep and not to filling in the little bubbles, but to kids dancing and singing and enjoying their education.
Meanwhile, Bill de Blasio introduced his new cultural affairs commissioner by echoing the importance of art in the life of every New Yorker. De Blasio said the arts serve as a moral grounding for the city of New York.
You can't have a flourishing democracy without a strong cultural sector, without the ability of artists of all kinds to express themselves, to challenge us, to make us think, to provoke us, and to help us understand what the societal discourse may or may not include. And so I think first of the extraordinarily rich cultural life of this city as something that makes us who we are.
The new Cultural Affairs Commissioner, Tom Finkelpearl, headed up arts organizations in Queens. He shares de Blasio's vision and the vision of the elected officials and educational advocates who spoke about the importance of arts in the public schools. The impact of Comptroller Scott Stringer's report remains to be seen, but statistics showing a discrepancy in arts education for schools in low economic income areas is glaring, and it needs to be rectified. If you want to check the status of your school with respect to the arts, you can go to this website, controller.nyc.gov. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.